sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend, January 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. 2 days ago, New Year's Day, I did a live show and I rolled out the plan. The plan for 2025. We are preparing for battle, politically speaking, in 2026, and we are starting early. January 1st show, New Year's Day, unlike other talk shows that took the day off, had a repeat program or a special holiday program, I was here with you. And I explained how we are going to set aside some of our resources. I've asked for a $500 savings account. Put it under your mattress. Put it in your sock drawer, your underwear drawer. Leave it in your savings account drawing interest. $500 towards events, things that we are going to spend $500 on this year toward the plan. It starts off with finding, locating, and becoming a paid member of your local county Republican Party. If you've already done that, if you're already a member, if you're already in the process of paying your dues for 2025, congratulations, good job. That's what all of us need to do. Why do I want you to join your party and pay dues? Because I want you to have a voice. I want you to have a voice at your local county Republican group. I want them to get to know you. I want them to realize and appreciate that you're a paid dues-paying member of your local county party. I want you to find out when their meetings are going to be for the month, each month this year, 2025. I want you to go to your county convention, even if you're not a precinct delegate. If you weren't on the ballot in August, you didn't get elected to be a precinct delegate for your area, I want you to go to the convention anyway. If there's an open slot in your district, in your area where you live, within your county, after they do the convention's work, the agenda, raise your hand and ask the chair during that county convention to elevate you to be precinct delegate to fill that empty slot. We need every empty slot filled by our patriots. if you get elevated, you'll be able to participate for the remaining two-year term and serve your area as a precinct delegate. Find out if you can go to state convention down in Detroit, February 21st and 22nd. Come and be a guest. Watch a statewide convention, the process in which we are going to elect the new chairman or chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. You need to come and be part of that process. That is your task for this month of January. Put the money aside and come to our events. Go to your county convention. Go to state convention. It's all you need to do for this month. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is my insurance agent, Tristan Cole from Farm Bureau over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Happy New Year. Happy snow day.
Yes, absolutely. Winter is upon us. We're excited. We've got snow coming down, and it's definitely helping tourism up here. I had Ian Murphy on from the Iron Pig, and snowmobilers are starting to show up at his new location. there at South on Old 27. He's right on the trail. And they're coming, and he's excited. We're excited. I wanted to have you on today, Tristan, because of my show on Wednesday, on New Year's Day. I was on the air. I didn't take the day off. And I rolled out the plan for 2025.
Okay.
And I talked about habits, and I talked about daily devotional reading of the mm-hmm. Bible. I talked about putting aside $500 for events to go become a member of your Republican County party and attend different events, trainings, educational seminars, go to county convention, go to state convention, because we're preparing for 2026. But one of the things that I looked at, too, was people needing to not only invest, set aside some money for education and events and membership and dues and things like that, but there's also a component to this that we need to save more money. The economy is going to get better. Prices are coming down. Everybody's realizing gas prices already starting to drop with Donald Trump coming in and his energy policies that are coming. But most importantly, while things get good this next coming year, God willing, and people are able to set aside a little bit of money, from the book you advised us on, Be Your Own Banker, and other things like that, there's also some things that people can invest in themselves, their retirement, their kids' future, things like that. We've talked about this many times, but there's so many options for people to give you a call, get an insurance checkup, and learn about these ways to invest money through their insurance agent. Explain that process to the people.
Absolutely. A lot of people probably don't realize that Farm Bureau Insurance has a very robust annuity program. And then I can also do annuities for people that have chunks of money or money that they would like to invest on a regular, whether it's monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually basis to set aside some of those dollars for retirement and future planning. And that's the same with a whole life policy, paid up additions, or overfunding a life policy creates a future retirement income stream or a chunk of cash that is available to borrow against in the future. And all of that starts with a conversation, calling my office, going over some of your current policies, your current insurances, and what your goals are, and what is your ability to fund them. And as we, like you mentioned, as the economy begins to tick up and there's more disposable income, if you will, available in households, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to go out to eat more, or are you going to invest it so that you can go out to eat every day if you want in the future?
Sure, absolutely. And one of the things that you mentioned to me, and we talked about this before, is the benefits or the proceeds, if you will, from life insurance and other annuities and things like that. A lot of these are actually either tax-free or tax-deferred.
Correct. All of those things are on the table. I've got a life insurance financial expert that I pull into meetings on a regular basis when I can schedule them. His name is Jim. He is a local Northern Michigan guy and has 30 years experience. What would his line be? It would be maximize income and minimize taxes. And making sure your dollars, your retirement, is set in the most advantageous way to accomplish that goal. And I'm happy to help set up those meetings and start putting things in place to solidify your financial future. And a lot of that does revolve around a life insurance component.
Well, the nice thing that I like about it is the peace of mind. You know, I'm active. I'm out on the roads. I'm driving in snowstorms. I'm talking to businesses. We're growing our sponsorship. We're getting more people listening. We're mailing out rear window stickers. Everybody is putting rear window stickers on their vehicles because we're trying to increase our Nielsen ratings that came out starting January 1st through the first quarter. So as listenership grows, the family, the radio family grows, one of the things that I'm really excited about is that because we know what's coming and we know how things were back when Donald Trump was president, and with the gas prices, that alone, the difference between spending $100 to fill up the Yukon versus $42 the other day, I'm like, And he hasn't even gotten us to $2.50 a gallon yet. I mean, well, for every tank of gas, you're looking at potentially $40 savings. And it's like, how many times do you fill up your truck a week? And I'm going, wait a minute. If we took that savings just from what we don't have to put into the gas tank and put it into some kind of monthly payment with Tristan, this could grow up to be some serious money in a few years.
Well, think about that and think about businesses. So, for example, you could do what's called a key employee policy where you have a life insurance as a business owner on a key employee that your business would suffer without them. You can take a life insurance policy out on that person. You can overfund that as well, build some cash there that is available to that employee when they retire, and it's an incentive to keep them on with your company versus them going somewhere else when they know they've got a fund sitting there that's growing for them.
They're walking away from a retirement fund.
Yes, correct. There's some really, really cool tools that business owners can do. Business owners can also, with five policies, they can set up automatic payroll deduct with Farm Bureau for life policies, for individual life policies. This isn't a group policy. We can set those up too, but for individual policies, so those employees are paying for their policy that they will have when they retire or later in life, not a group policy, which you lose when you retire or stop working at that company. They have their own policy, and we can upset that.
Their own policy, they own themselves.
Correct. Yep.
Got it.
Now, it's just an incentive to hold those employees and something that a business can offer.
Well, see, again, with the economy getting better, what's going to happen is these businesses are going to start expanding, needing more employees, and now based on limited population growth, thanks to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for the last 6 years, declining population, what do businesses do? They get in competition for those employees that are working at other companies.
That's right. And that's where, my agency can help with that, to offer, some perks or incentives to either come to work for a company or stay employed by a company. Or it's just something that you want to take care of your employees with. We can set those things up. And now, again, those employees would have to individually qualify for life insurance.
Sure.
But once that's done, that can be set up, like I said, with automatic payroll deduct. The employer can pay a portion or all or none of it, and it still comes out pre-tax, or not pre-tax, but out of their paycheck, rather.
Right.
And so that's sitting there for those employees for the future. So that's the ultimate I care about you move that an employer can make.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one other thing that I can't stress this enough. I'm breaking my kneecaps, kicking myself in the butt for letting that $1 million whole life policy expire when I was 18 years old. I'm 60, going to be 67 here in January, and I'm just still kicking myself in the butt. Talk about youth, young people, children, grandchildren, what parents, grandparents can do for their kids and make sure that this is set up for them for their entire lives, something that they can take care of and give it to them as a gift.
Yeah, it's something. So you can set up life insurance policies for your children, for your grandchildren, for your nieces, your nephews. You can set those things up and help them have a policy locked in place from an early childhood standpoint, so that they have that later in life, regardless of health condition. You can do it on a monthly basis. You can do that on a single premium basis, where you buy a policy one time payment to put, say, a $25,000 life insurance policy in place for a young person. It's something I just can't stress enough is so important to do that. Or you can set your own life policy up with a single premium payment. So you've got a lump sum sitting in the bank. You can set that up and then make your grandchildren, a beneficiary and multiply and maximize that financial gift that you give them later in life upon your passing.
Yeah, well, and we all know the old adage that there's only two things certain, death and taxes. Mm-hmm. And this is a way to get around both of those in a more, financially sound way. If it does happen, you're prepared for it. And people hate to talk about it, but it is a harsh reality. I got a text message. Got a listener downstate listening down in Monroe. Is Tristan able to help me? I've got notices of renewals for my policies coming up in February, and I was thinking about shopping around. Is this something he could do for me down here in Monroe?
100%. From Monroe up to Escanaba to Iron Mountain to the tip of the Keweenaw, I can do the entire state of Michigan. Would be happy to do that. If you can text Randy in, he'll share my information. And the first place to start is your declaration pages, your renewals, if possible, and then a little, you know, birthday, email, cell phone, a little information about the house, which vehicles you want to cover, that kind of thing, and we can knock out some quotes.
Okay, very good. And again, the deck pages he's referring is the declaration pages. Your insurance agents have them. Joe, you can call your insurance agent, have them email your declaration pages to you, and then I'll give you Tristan's phone number and email. You can just forward those to him, and then he can look at your current policies, coverages, and things, and compare apples to apples, and maybe even recommend some changes for you, and give you a quote and see if he can save you some money. Another text just came in. Now I get it. Okay, it says the renewal process has already started. I've made my first payment. It's an annual mm-hmm. policy, but they bill me every 6 months.
Sure, I already made my first payment.
Okay. Can I, if I decide to switch, is that prorated back
yes.
to me, or how does that work?
Yes. So you can change at any point in time on your homeowners or auto policy, or even on business policies. The one that gets a little sticky are the workman's comp policies. We want to generally wait till the renewal time on those and have everything set to switch a workman's comp policy. But everything else is prorated, and you would be refunded for the time that you have already paid for but are not going to use. That's going to be refunded back to you, whether it's a commercial, whether it's a personal policy.
Okay, very good. So, Donna, I will send you Tristan's information, and you can get a hold of him, and I'll give him your information so he can follow up with you. Because that's basically what I do, Tristan. When I get the information, people have asked for your information, I send it to you as well, and you're able to follow up with them as well. What do you recommend with the last minute or so we have for people to do while they're snowed in, something that they can do by making a phone call to their insurance agent? What would you recommend people to do as far as doing a checkup with you?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. You know, look at your current policies and do a self-assessment. Do you have enough homeowner coverage to rebuild your house should the unthinkable happen? The other thing is to make sure that your vehicle coverages are correct if you were to be involved in an accident and be sued. Do you have enough coverage there? Do you need to have an umbrella? Look at your personal liability aspect of your policy there for the homeowners. The other thing that you can do, if you're happy with your policy, you should go around your house and inventory by taking pictures, things that are in your home of value. And take pictures in every room, pictures or video. Open your toolboxes up in the garage and take pictures of your tools. Document that and keep those, you know, either in the cloud or on a hard drive so that you can document what your assets are and what your personal property is in the case of a loss.
Yeah, especially fire. So many times the house is destroyed and all that inventory, you don't realize how much money you have in drawers and shelves and different areas mm-hmm. of the home. So that's a great idea. Excellent. I appreciate that. All yeah. right, sir. Well, if you're interested, text me TC for Tristan Cole. I have his phone numbers. His website is TristanCole.com. And you can talk to my insurance agent. And I appreciate Tristan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.